This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios news site he did not discuss an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt of the interview released Wednesday, said he discussed, quote, other things, end quote, with Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated his dismissal of the bounty allegations. The president says the intelligence community didn't think the accusations were, quote, real, unquote, and they were not worthy to reach his desk. U.S. defense and intelligence officials have long been concerned about Russian interference in Afghanistan, complaining repeatedly that Moscow has been providing the Taliban with weapons and training. A Pentagon report released July 1st, while making no mention of the alleged bounties, warned Russian involvement is growing. A U.S. lawmaker has tested positive for the coronavirus prior to a trip with President Trump Wednesday. The news site Politico published the news on Representative Louie Gohmert, who has been seen recently on Capitol Hill without a mask. The Texas lawmaker tested positive after being screened Wednesday at the White House before he was due to depart with President Trump on a flight to his home state. Belarus's president says he tested positive for having COVID-19, but overcame it. He said doctors believe he was asymptomatic. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that his schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask. Pakistan's de facto health minister stepped down Wednesday in the middle of the pandemic, citing criticism on his government's advisors who hold dual nationality. This is VOA News. The resignation of Pakistan's de facto health minister comes at a time when Pakistan might see a spike in the virus spread due to two major Muslim gatherings in coming weeks. Eid al-Adha falls at the weekend, and Ashura later in August will see large Muslim gatherings, which could risk spikes in the virus's spread. The government has warned people against violating public health measures. A new daily record in COVID-19 infections in Japan. The country tops more than 1,000 cases for the first time since the pandemic began. Japanese broadcaster NHK reports the daily total surpasses 1,200 cases, but the exact number of new cases could not be verified. Britain said Wednesday it has signed a deal for up to 60 million doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine supply agreements than any other country. The UK has secured 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Reuters reports the EU is also working towards strengthening COVID-19 treatments. A spokesman says the European Union has made available up to $53 million to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. A board member of the Mexican Central Bank said Wednesday Mexico's gross domestic product could contract between 8.5% and 10.5% in 2020 as Latin America's second largest economy reels from the coronavirus pandemic. Gerardo Esquivel said the economic activity in Latin America's second largest economy likely fell up to 20% in the second quarter when compared with a year earlier, which would make it the largest annual drop on record. He added it could take until 2022 for economic activity to return to pre-pandemic levels. A much-anticipated U.S. congressional hearing featuring the CEOs of four of America's largest tech firms kicked off Wednesday as lawmakers try to rein in big tech. Facebook Inc.'s Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon.com Inc.'s Jeff Bezos, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Apple Inc.'s Tim Cook, whose companies together represent about $5 trillion of market value, appeared via video conference before the House Judiciary Committee's antitrust panel. Together, the companies represent $5 trillion of the U.S. economy. President Trump, who has long clashed with several big tech companies, threatened to take action against them Wednesday via Twitter if Congress fails to do so. The CEOs defended themselves by pushing back against claims they were dominant.